Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a good day. Today is Tuesday, May 12th, and it's rainy here in Seattle, believe it or not. We just are coming off a couple of really gorgeous days, and we have two very special guests today. We have Darren and Beth, and they are from March to May. And I'll tell you a little bit about them. When is the right time to take a chance? Who are the right people? What are the right conditions? March to May was born under unusual circumstances. Neither Darren nor Beth realized the musical potential they shared when they first met in December of 2012. It took several chance encounters, passing vocal harmonies on a trip to the coast with friends, tentative instrumental work, one called Winter Evening, comments here and there on lyrics and melody, before that special spark hit. But when it did, it didn't take long for them to catch on fire. By March of 2013, they had co-written their first two songs. By April, they had a paid gig under their belts. And by May, they had a name and shows booked out into the months ahead. Both halves of the duo are passionate about music they write and play and view March to May as a constant evolution, from pursuing collaborations with other artists, with styles ranging from classical to hip-hop, and keeping an ear attuned to the many ways that they can expand the range and expression of their own music. Their primary interest is to keep the music fresh and personal. I love that. And above all, to keep love for the music, love for each other, and love for the world that they live in, all at their core. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my guests, Darren and Beth. Good afternoon, you two. How are you?
Doing really well. I think it might just be me for the time being.
Okay.
Not sure what happened to Beth.
Not a problem. So I know we had spoken before, and you're still in Seattle, is that right, Darren?
Yep, that's correct.
Excellent. I'm in Snohomish County. It's a little bit rainy today, but that's okay because we just came off the most beautiful weekend we've had. Since last summer,
agree.
Right? I couldn't believe it was 80 degrees on Saturday.
It was incredible. Incredible.
It was incredible. I love it. And you know what? I really don't mind just a tiny bit of rain because we're going to get that 70-degree weather back, and that's fantastic.
I agree. It's kind of refreshing.
It is. It is. So my first question for you is, how has 2015 been going? We haven't spoken since about, I think it's been about 8 or 9 months.
It's going really well, actually. You know, it's been an amazing year. It's been like there's so much kind of leading up to kind of where we are now. I'm not sure, you know, if you've been able to follow all the kind of the latest details, but we just had our EP release show on April 25th, so just about 2.5 weeks ago, and we played to a sold out crowd on a historic steamship here in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
That's
fantastic.
Really incredible experience.
That must have been so much fun.
It was amazing. We had our full band with us. We had a cellist, a violinist, upright bass, and a percussionist. And it was just a beautiful night. I mean, you know, it was, I think, one of our best performances yet. And, you know, playing to a full show on a boat, I mean, it was like this magical, magical night.
Oh, my gosh. Now, where was this, Darren?
Key Union. There's right kind of near Amazon, there's this museum called Mohai, and there's a steamship that's docked right next to that museum.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been just incredible. What an experience for you guys.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, it was kind of a culmination of, but, you know, 2 years of a lot of hard work and a lot of songwriting and a lot of, you know, kind of ups and downs and moving forward and, you know, just really, you know, like this kind of final result of so much hard work, I guess, over so much time.
Absolutely. Oh, I just can imagine Lake Union on a beautiful day and just having, just that experience alone, I think would just be so much fun and so incredible.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was, you know, it was kind of ideal because, well, kind of I guess, coincidental to an extent, too, because so much of our music is influenced by water, and having our show, in a sense, on the water was pretty incredible. And what was even more incredible is that we actually had the chance to ride this boat from Port Townsend back to Seattle last fall. And on the boat, we actually, you know, like it is about a 3.5 hour ride. We actually actually wrote a song, you know, from the time we left until the time we arrived in Seattle. So we wrote a song while on the boat, on the same boat. So.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, really, really pretty neat.
Oh my gosh, for people who don't live out here, I mean, that's just so different than being on stage, anywhere, really. What an incredible, incredible time.
It's so true. I mean, you know, because the maritime kind of culture here is such an important part of Seattle's history and, you know, and Seattle's presence, you know, kind of present day kind of feel. It's such a strong part of being here in Seattle and being here in the Northwest. And, you know, to have this experience of riding this historic boat from 1922 across Puget Sound and, you know, writing a song on it and then, you know, being able to actually do our CD release show on this boat. I mean, it was just really incredible.
How fun. I wish I would have known about that. I definitely would have come down. I would have just loved to see all that. That would have just been, wow, a boat from the 20s, huh?
Yeah, 1922.
Oh, my gosh. What a great experience.
Yeah.
How did you guys get to do that?
Well, actually, a quick question. I think Beth is here as well, but she can't.
Oh, great.
I guess we're not hearing her.
I think I'm on now. Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, hello.
How are you, my dear?
Yes, I'm good. I had some problems getting to the point where I was properly on the platform earlier. I could hear you guys, but apparently you couldn't hear me. So I'm
nope.
Glad to join now. So, hello.
Hello, my dear. It's good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be here.
Well, we were just chatting about the experience being on the boat, and I'm just, wow, that's just such a beautiful thing. And writing a song. Tell me about that.
It was absolutely fantastic. First of all, just being able to play on this boat, it was such a magical venue for us, and especially given that so much of our music is seems to be inspired by the water, being near the water.
Right.
It seemed a very fitting place to do the release. But as Darren mentioned, we had the opportunity to ride the Virginia 5 from Port Townsend to Seattle at the end of last summer. And again, something about just sort of being on that boat and thinking about the history and the stories of the people who had been involved in that kind of lifestyle. I mean, I think it doesn't take that much to spur creativity around it.
How cool. I know we were talking about how different that is and, you know, being up there on stage, which is what, you know, artists do. So that's just totally different and very, very cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
2015 So 2015 has been good to you guys so far, right?
So far, so good.
It really has been, yeah.
Now, I have
yeah,
another question for you guys. How did you come up with March to May? I love that.
Darren, do you want to take
that one? Sure, yeah. So, you know, it's funny. It actually, the name came from a huge list of names, like, you know, kind of brainstorming names from actually someone I was playing with, you know, a couple of years before I met Beth even. And when Beth and I were starting to, you know, in kind of our early days of, you know, thinking, you know, oh, well, you know, we have something really amazing here and kind of, you know, wanting to take it, you know, to the next step of forming a, you know, a band or a name and moving forward, you know, we brought up this whole list and we saw March May on there and, you know, stuck out to us and we, you know, put that name in the hat with a bunch of other names and finally came down to choosing this one, you know, after asking other people, you know, in terms of what they liked best and what felt right to us. And so it just really kind of stuck with us. But what's nice is that there's a lot of, you know, kind of hidden or subtle symbolism there too, in that, you know, the name March to May, March is actually when we wrote our first song together.
and May is when we actually finally came up with our name. So it was this really formative period for us. This is 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just this really, really kind of magical time when we were just really kind of, I think, exploding into this musical realm together and really, you know, realizing that there's a lot of chemistry between us musically to really make something happen. And so, you know, it was a formative period for us. And then also, I mean, just, you know, coincidentally, my birthday is in March and Beth's birthday is in May. So it's just really kind of a,
oh my gosh,
time.
When is your birthday, Beth?
My birthday is May 21st.
May 21st. And when is your birthday? I'll put these on my calendar, you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Mine's March 2nd.
March 2nd, okay. So you have a birthday coming up, Beth.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So what are you guys up to now? What do you have planned, like, for the summer and things like that?
Well, we are very excited to be working on a music video right now for our song Georgia off of the EP. It's going to be the second music video we've done, so it feels like kind of a big deal. And we're excited to get that out to the world. And then we're also putting together a small tour through Oregon and Washington and California for around July. So if you are listening from any of those areas, we're coming your way.
That's awesome. So you guys have a lot of plans for the summer then.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer and a wonderful summer, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Beth, are you living back here in Seattle area?
I am, yeah.
Great. And what about you, Darren?
You said, do I live here in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We actually live just a few blocks from each other in the neighborhood of Fremont.
Fremont. I love Fremont. That's a fun part of Seattle.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you guys ever get nervous when you get out there?
I think it depends on the show. I think less now than we used to, for sure.
Much less.
When we first started out, I think we were both pretty shy. We've performed enough now that it really just becomes fun, and there's sort of a kind of feeling or experience that you can kind of relax into once you've done it enough, and you know the stories, and you're confident enough in your craft to be able to stand and deliver without being afraid. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it also just becomes.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I kind of feel like, I know other people have said this too, you can see the chemistry with you guys, and it's just really cool, and it's positive, and it's really nice. You know, you can hear it in the music, and that's really cool. Because, you know, a lot of times we connect with people on just that level, you know, whatever that level is. And I think you guys really have something super special.
Thank you, Catherine. I think that there were... very much in the same opinion, and I think we have been from the beginning, you know, just of recognizing that there's something kind of really magical and special there from the very beginning, the first time that we ever tried harmonizing together, you know, until now. I mean, that hasn't changed in terms of both, you know, the connection between the two of us, and then how that's conveyed on stage to our audience. I think people always recognize that and really connect with that, and I think that's what makes our live performance really special. Is that, you know, it's not just we're not just playing music. You know, there's something so much bigger there.
You know, I totally agree with you on that. I really do. People, you know, when they go and they want to hear, you know, an artist, they do feel it. They could see the connection. You could feel it through the music. You know, if you're watching a video at home or something. And that's really special, and I know that we've talked about this before, but I know that you guys will definitely be going a long way, and it sounds like your path is just right, you know, it's just right where you guys are now, and it's just going to keep getting better, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you. That's really wonderful to hear.
Oh, you guys are great. I just love your music, and I love the connection that you have, and your story. I think your story is just, you know, really cool and just awesome.
We definitely are very, very happy about everything that's, you know, transpired in the last couple of years. And I think both of us are, you know, now just super excited to keep, you know, keep taking it forward as far as we can.
Absolutely. Keep getting your name out there and your music out there, you know. And we talk about the power of social media. And, you know, you give people can really get to know you guys through social media and really get to hear your music and your craft and what you have to offer. And I think that being an artist in this day and age, in some ways, it's just so much better. You know, so many avenues that artists can take that, you know, don't cost a fortune, right? You can make the connections still with the right people. You know, I know that you work with Michael Stover, and he's just fantastic. I'm sure that he has opened quite a few doors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny because I think we've heard a lot, especially as we've gotten more into the business side of our music, about how the music industry has changed and it's so difficult to stand out now. But I'm not sure that I agree with that rhetoric because, well, yes, it's more difficult to stand out when you are one of many instead of one of sort of a select few that get picked up by a label, et cetera. But at the same time, it does mean that you have a lot more opportunity to make of these various pools what you will. And it puts more responsibility, I think, on the artist, but it's also, it's really lovely because I think that there's a lot more sort of organic support that you can get that way. And I think the connections with the people who do end up liking your music and who do end up jumping on board are really strong. There's something to be said for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, as speaking just from a fan point of view, right, it's really, really fun, and it makes just things so much better as a fan to be able to, you know, jump on social media and say, hey, you know, I just want to let you know that this particular song just really, you know, affected me in a certain way. You know, like I was having a good day or a bad day or whatever, and I listened to your song, and I just loved it. And I'm sure that makes you feel really good. But from a fan standpoint, it's like, wow, I'm just, even if they don't respond, I know that they saw it, you know, and most times people will respond, I think. And that just makes the fan experience just a lot of fun, you know.
Absolutely so. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Darren.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe I'm going to say the same thing. I was going to respond to that just saying, too, that, you know, that also happens, you know, which is such a beautiful thing, like most of our live shows where someone will come up to us afterwards and just let us know and tell us how much, you know, a particular song really impacted them and, you know, just they're really connected to it emotionally, and it's really, really powerful.
Yeah, and I wanted to circle back really quick to your comment, Catherine, about sort of commenting on an artist or a musician's page and saying, like, hey, this really touched me, or just reaching out in some way, because I can second what you're saying from the artist perspective. Like, that means so much to us. Like, we do see that, and it makes a world of difference. And I know for Darren and I, like, it's our absolute priority to kind of respond to everybody who takes that time to reach out, because it really is. It's a conversation. Like, by creating the music that we do, we're giving something. And when fans say they like it or say it touched them in some way, they're giving something back. And that exchange is a really lovely thing and can continue and build. And it's a lovely thing to watch happen.
I love hearing that, because I know that I'm a very positive person by nature. And, you know, if I see something on TV or if I hear something, you know, music, you know, with an artist or whatever, I'll always be really positive and just say, hey, you know, I saw you on this show and I loved what you had to say, or I loved this song and it really meant a lot to me. And it's really nice to hear that, you know, you guys do respond with your fans in such a great way. And that, as a fan, it does make a lot of difference. It makes a world of difference to us. And I just commend you guys for that. That's really cool.
Thanks, Catherine.
So if you'd like to let everybody know where they can find you guys online, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I guess we have the same answer for this one. But, you know, probably the best place to find us, of course, is our website, which is just marchtome.com. But then, you know, from there, you know, that's where people can you know, have links to buy our music. We have links to our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, of course, are the big ones. On Facebook, it's just March to May Band. And Instagram and Twitter is just at March to May.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we close the show?
Beth?
Yeah, no, just that, I mean, having people listen to us and, again, then reach out and enjoy our music, like, this is why we do it. So, like, thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting our music by listening and by giving your attention. Like, that means a lot, too.
Yeah, and I would say also, you know, following us through social media, so when we do come and play a show in your area, you know, we can see you in the audience and actually meet you.
I would love to meet you guys. I really would. I know it's only just the beginning of, you know, the season of summer and spring, and I'm excited to meet you guys sometime this year. I think that would just be so much fun and really exciting. I'll bring some of my friends.
We would love to. Oh,
that
another mention
great.
Is that if you are listening from the Seattle area or from you, Catherine, we are going to be playing at the Northwest Folklife Festival in later this month on May 25th. And you can find information about the time on our website. But we would love to see you and say hello there. So
that would be great. That's March 25th. So I'll jump on your website later today and put that on my calendar and figure that out. But that would be really great, you guys.
Yeah, and we would love to come up to your area, too, and play a show as well, Catherine.
That would be awesome. Well, I think you guys are great, and you're just doing such wonderful work out there and just beautiful music. And I just want to say thank you so very much for taking the time to come on today. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you both.
You're
wonderful,
welcome.
and thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my gosh,
it's my pleasure. We look forward to meeting you, for sure.
Thank you so much. So it's Darren and Beth from March to May. So please do go check them out. I promise you will just love them as much as I do. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. So again, everyone, that was March to May. Darren and Beth, and they're just fantastic. They have a great website with a lot of really good information on there, so please do go check them out. And if you're in the Seattle area, it would just be a pleasure and an honor to see you there. So thank you again, Darren and Beth. All the best to you, and I hope everyone out there is having a really good day and a good week so far, and we will see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye for now.